Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. Commonwealth leaders are set to begin deliberating on the future policies of the organization at the upcoming Heads of Government meeting in Samoa tomorrow. Prime Minister Joseph Dangote is representing the head of state at the two-day event. And in sports, three Cameroonian boxers will be competing for gold in different categories this weekend at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship that is underway in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Deliberations at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in the Polynesian island state of Samoa are set to go on higher heights tomorrow when heads of government from the 56 member countries of the organization begin their two-day meeting to define the policies of the body. Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote, who is representing the President of the Republic of Cameroon at the event, attended a dinner today organized by Samoan authorities. Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam reports.
The independent state of Samoa, which counts roughly 210,000 inhabitants, according to a 2024 survey, is proud to be the first out of the 33 small states and island nations of the Commonwealth to host the heads of government meeting. The joy was evident during the official reception and state banquet organized at the Samoan Football Federation Hall in Apia Park. A moment for the country, with its 97% Christian population, to present the richness of its culture to the guests. Messages from the various speakers during the banquet underscored the wisdom behind the decision to take the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting to small states and island nations which face challenges related to the climate and to development. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, who is representing President Paul Biya at Chogum 2024, was amongst the guests who attended the state banquet. An opportunity for Joseph Dangote to meet with familiar faces in a relaxed atmosphere. The state banquet has paved the way for the heads of government meeting, which begins on Friday. In the meantime, delegates attending Chogum 2024 were busy across different venues Thursday, brainstorming on challenges facing the Commonwealth, an intergenerational dialogue, the foreign ministers' meeting, an advocacy session for the girl child in the Commonwealth, and side events focusing on the implementation of the Commonwealth Ocean Declaration, as well as on tree planting and the carbon offset program, were amongst the event organized on Thursday. From Apia in Samoa, Christian Che Atam, Chogum 2024.
In health, a four-day vaccination campaign has been launched by the Ministry of Public Health across Cameroon to check the spread of the polio virus. The campaign, to be carried out in 202 health districts, targets over 6 million children between the ages of 0 and 5 years. Health officials have called on parents to adhere to the vaccination campaign in order to immunize their children against poliomyelitis. Youths in Douala have begun enhancing their understanding of immigration and investment best practices at the third edition of the Africa-Canada Immigration and Investment Forum, which opens today. The three-day forum, organized by the NGO Akwaba Community with support from the High Council of Cameroonians Abroad, is held under the patronage of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. Cynthia Etim has the details from CRTV Littoral.
The dream of making it at all cost to Europe has been shattered in the desert and on the Mediterranean Sea as many youths used this illegal route to search for new opportunities abroad. Two organizers of the Africa-Canada Immigration and Investment Forum, traveling overseas is not a bad thing, but going with plans of returning home to invest is even much better. Didier Kofi is president of the Akwaba community and organizer of the forum, while Dr. Samuel Dongmo is president of the High Council of Cameroonians Abroad.
We thought that it's great to bring here the real information, the truth about immigration and also investment.
So that when we leave this place, we have concrete improvement in the vision that the diaspora has, which is to contribute to the development of Cameroon by bringing our expertise, but also bringing the relationship portfolio that we have.
To administrative authorities, training youth to overcome development challenges is welcomed through this initiative. Abubakar Rihaman Chiotu is Secretary General at the Littoral Governor's Office.
We do hope that at the end of this forum, they will be able to see the truth to Cameroonians. And we do hope that Cameroonians will choose to remain here for better life.
On the occasion, a partnership agreement was signed between the Chamber of Commerce and the High Council of Cameroonians Abroad. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
In other news, people who are hard of hearing will be given more visibility on the CRTV airwaves in a move to pursue the corporation's social inclusion policy. CRTV's Director General Sharon Dongo made the promise today in the head office while receiving a certificate of honor from the Cameroon Organization for the Development of the Deaf for his support to the hard of hearing in the country. Here are details with Vanessa Woodnang-Cinnamon.
Officials of the Cameroon Organization for the Development of the Deaf, abbreviated in French as the OCDS, came to appreciate the Cameroon Radio Television Corporation for its unflinching support throughout the last 20 years of their existence, celebrated on October 5, 2024, as confirmed in deaf language by the President Marcelin Atangana Tala.
He has said that he is very happy because the general manager of the CRTV has promised to give them a support to help deaf people to develop and change their condition in all the Cameroon. He's sure that the manager will do what he has said.
The creation of at least a newscast per day for the hard of hearing, the production of a news documentary on the life of persons with hearing deficiencies, and programs geared towards the promotion of the deaf are among requests tabled before the Director General of the CRTV during the prize award ceremony in Balatu. Charles Ndongo, on behalf of the state broadcaster, promised that a committee will be set up to coordinate actions which the CRTV will henceforth carry out for the recognition and development of people who cannot hear in Cameroon.
Vanessa Woodnang-Cinnamon in that report. Cameroonian journalists have been exhorted to uphold humility and assiduity in order to restore the enviable status of the media as the watchdog of the society. The call was made in Yaoundé today during the launch of a book titled Cameroon Journalism in Mutation, A Look at the Profession in Peril. The work, authored by three Cameroonian journalists, is prefaced by the Director General of CRTV, Charles Ndongo. In culture, the Ekan Noir Festival continues at the National Museum in Yaoundé with focus on special programs like Kids Corner. A movie titled Le Mystère de Waza was equally at the center of attraction as it draws attention to the value of education for youths in the Far North region. Comfort Echema attended the movie projection and now reports.
The movie, Le Mystère de Waza, which underlines the plight of youth in the Far North region of Cameroon, gathered over 50 children at the Kids Corner who watched the drama with excitement. A question and answer session followed after the movie to evaluate the level of engagement of the kids. A fulfilled exercise according to them.
My favorite movie is Le Mystère de Waza. Waza because I want to be a doctor.
My name is Kemajun Bitsop Einstein Haidlohua. Me and my classmate, we watch the Mystery of Waza. A Kanwa give this all cinematographic projection.
A parent, Joker Bell, who accompanied his child, was elated to share the memorable event with the children.
As we were growing, there was no such opportunities to come to the museum. So our children today have that opportunity, and we have to let them benefit. I'm very happy to see them playing, to see them discovering the place, discovering new things.
The film festival that will end this Friday continues with other interesting local films premiere.
In religion, the second session of the Diocesan Synod for the Anglican Church in Cameroon has begun in Yaoundé. The three-day gathering presided over by the Bishop of the Diocese, Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango, kicked off with a religious service at the Christ Anglican Church, Mokolo. Ghislaine Kowa reports from CRTV Center.
The service marking the start of the Sixth Synod for the Anglican Diocese in Cameroon, attended at by its delegates from all over the country, was to pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and to entrust their activities into the hands of the Lord. Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango, the diocesan bishop, highlights.
We start every synod by committing everything to the hands of God, and every synod is guided by the Holy Spirit.
Drawing inspiration from the book of 2 Corinthians 2:16, the officiating bishop, Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango, said the synod will enable them deliberate on some pertinent issues like the creation of other dioceses in Cameroon, amongst others.
When synod meets, there are delegates who have been elected all around the parishes who come together and deliberate, come out with resolutions, make what we call monitoring of these resolutions, and at the end, come back to do evaluation.
The synod to last for 3 days is placed under the theme Divine Empowerment for the Next Level. Ghislaine Kowa, CRTV Center.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In sports, two Cameroonian boxers, Dorian N'Gola Nyangono in the 48-kilogram and Beb George in the 86-kilogram categories, have already won two bronze medals for the country at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Three other Cameroonian boxers will fight for gold in their different categories this Friday and Saturday. Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo has the details.
Cameroon's hopes for gold medals at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, rest on Wang Marshall in 48 kilograms category, on gaining Chimimari Victorine in 75 kilograms category, and Kweye Bernadette in the plus 81 kilograms category. Bernadette seeks revenge against her opponent, who denied her gold in the 2023 championship in Cameroon. Cameroon's boxing team coach, Alain Didier Ngacha, expressed confidence in his boxers ahead of their finals.
Where we train our boxers is for gold. Wang Marshall against DR Congo, Ongene Timi against Morocco, and Kay Bernadette against Morocco. We can count on all of them because they are ready psychologically, physically, tactically. If the refereeing is correct, could have three gold medals.
In addition to the gold medal contenders, two Cameroonian boxers have already secured bronze medals. Nyangono N'Gola Dorian in the 48 kilograms category and George Pep in 86 kilograms category. With the finals approaching this Friday and Saturday, Cameroon's boxing team is poised for success, building on its existing momentum.
Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo putting the cap on this edition of the 10 p.m. news. For presentation, I have been Hortensia Ngam.